Welcome to the Auto Body Source Podcast, your direct link to products, skills, and training for a rewarding career in automotive collision repair. With more than 20 years of drag racing experience and two world championship wins, House of Color jet car driver, entrepreneur, and humanitarian Elaine Larson blazes more than just flame trails at the racetrack. Through her Blazing Trails nonprofit organization, Elaine also blazes trails within the automotive collision repair industry, working with high school and college students who are seeking hands-on learning and career opportunities. Today's episode is an excerpt of an Auto Body Source live stream chat with Elaine and Larson Motorsports House of Color jet car driver, Josette Roach. We are here chatting on the subject of finding your steam path with your motorsports charity, Blazing Trails. I thought it was noteworthy, Elaine, this impact that you have had, of course, in motorsports. Just this week, you marked a milestone in your career. Is that right?
Absolutely. I was blessed to be able to be inducted into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And it's not necessarily for what I've done on the track, which, you know, that's been fun too, but it's been for what we've done off the track and being able to help this new generation, this next generation, to be able to find their path, be able to find their spark, like I was able to find mine and Josette was able to find hers. So we had a ceremony down in Jacksonville, I should say up in Jacksonville. And it was pretty darn cool because there was some really neat inductees in the class of 2023. So I'm in the books now. So pretty cool.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So what is STEAM, if for people who are not familiar with it? We'll kick off our discussion.
So it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And a lot of times people forget that art. And for me, it kind of pulls everything together. So a lot of kids are interested in science. And, you know, if you ask them what their favorite thing in school is, it's either science or math. But, you know, for me, it was always the arts. I always like to make things pretty, whether it was with photographs or be able to draw or words, be able to write something that people could kind of connect with. So it's trying to maybe connect those dots and take what they learn in the classroom and to be able to directly apply it to a career, you know, something that they love, like Josette's been able to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How does something like that translate to an automotive or auto body career for a student?
Oh, it relates totally with it. You know, there's science involved with the chemistry of the paint, how it goes on the car, because all of, you know, painting a car is an art form. Whether it's going to be one solid color or maybe you're going to put some cool graphics on it, you know, when you're making the car, like with our jet cars, they're totally customized for our purpose, for our driver. So, you know, all of the engineering, the manufacturing, the design that goes into that, plus the beautiful House of Color paint that goes on the car, you know, there's a whole team of students that work together to make sure it meets the needs of our company.
So us two girls, we like to go fast. I've been on a quarter mile drag strip, 296 miles an hour. And Josette, how fast have you been?
I've gone 281 miles per hour in 5.72 seconds.
So, you know, the body work on the car, how slippery we can make the car is really important to make it aerodynamically smooth and getting it through the air as quick and fast as possible. So, we can only do so much sitting in the driver's seat, and then we have to rely on everyone else to make sure our cars stay slippery, fast, and safe.
Yeah. What are ways that you guys get kids more interested than I'm sure they already are in cars and all things automotive? What does that look like?
Well, you know, it's just how I met Josette. I've been drag racing for 21 years. Really drag racing for 30 years, driving a jet car for 21 years. So I met her at a racetrack and she just walked over to me and she started talking to me and I gave her my card. And I said, you know, the next step is walking through the door. And she finally did it. It took her a few times, but, so we go to you, you know. So we either can go to you, we can come to your schools, or you can come to us. Now we're located in Palm Bay, Florida, right in the heart of the Space Coast. So we do everything from races to air shows to STEM events, trade shows, like we were just at SEMA, right, Josette?
Yep, yep. We visit your schools as well. We also have an online component. So sometimes, you know, if your school, I don't know, for example, we've had schools out in Kentucky, and we've actually zoomed into the classroom because, you know, sometimes the event that they're having, the date might not work with our race schedule. So, you know, what Zoom makes it to where we can go into any classroom all across the country.
Yep. And so you guys, you just mentioned that we were actually at an event that you were able to go to. And so we actually have a video that kind of shows you a little bit what happens at the event. If you want to play that, it's kind of cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, let's take a look.
So for that event, we actually had, gosh, how many kids were there, Josette?
I think we had 350, I recall.
350. That was in Martin, Michigan, one of my hometowns. And it was kind of cool because we were able to contact the local schools and be able to talk to them. So we had Fez on hand that talked to him about the custom graphics. And, you know, he was showing him just by a flick of a wrist how you can change the airbrushing. And he actually gave the airbrush over to some of the kids and had them give a shot at trying it. And, you know, you never know until you try. So that was kind of cool. What did it feel like to stand between the jet cars?
I can say it was like nothing I imagined. It was amazing. There was more ground movement of the ground than I thought. I felt it was. And the sound, yeah. The sound was incredible. I can say my favorite part next to that, of course, was actually helping you guys load the parachutes into the jet car. I thought that was the highlight of my day.
So
and
these
signing autographs.
Autographs, yeah, because we're all superstars, right? So yeah. These cars from nose to tail are custom built. So they're 27 feet long. They're powered by a General Electric JD5 jet engine off from an F5 or T38. Everything is custom built. So Josette's House of Color car was a brand new one. She has a 2023. She has the newest car in our stable. And, you know, she's been behind the wheel for how long now?
Since May. The car actually debuted in May, but I got licensed back in 2021. So this is my second year as the House of Color Jet Dragster driver.
So instead of, you know, it's great that we're drivers and it's fun, but it's like when we're going down the track, that only takes about 5.5 seconds. What do we do with the rest of our day? And, you know, both of us have the opportunity, and you saw the rest of our team has the opportunity to be able to engage. The part that I love about drag racing is that every pass is a pit pass. So that means that you can come in, you can talk to the drivers, you can talk to the crew, you can maybe help pack a parachute or two, and be able to understand what this world of high performance vehicles looks like and where do you fit in. So from everything from race operations to the EMS to be able to help us, to be able to painting the race car, fabricating the race car, welding on the pipes. You know, there's just a little bit of everything. And so I think that's what drew you into wanting to be with us.
Yep. Yep. But I think, you know, before I hooked up with Larson Motorsports, what they opened my eyes to was all the career paths that are involved with motorsports. And then of course, in all industries, because, you know, when I would think of a race team, I would think driver, crew chief. But, you know, it's the whole team that's involved with it. You know, we have a welder, we have, you know, the guys working on the jet engines, we have fabricators, you know, we have lawyers because someone has to make all these contracts, you know, that we have with the racetracks, the contracts that we have with our drivers, so many contracts. and then, of course, doctors, because not only do our drivers have to be physically fit enough to drive the cars, but we have to have our crew be physically fit enough. So that goes into nutrition as well. And so that was like the most eye-opening thing for me was all of the careers that are involved with just one car. And then of course, when you're a whole team, you know, you're making multiple cars, but every person that touches just that one car, it's truly amazing.
That is, I thought that was amazing too. On the school side of things, you guys are very well connected with the academic community. Are there steps that a school can take to get involved or get their students and parents and administrators involved in a field trip, educational event like this?
Absolutely. It's real easy. The first thing you have to do is just visit blazingtrails.info and sign up to get more information. And so then what we do is we look at where your school's located and see if a visit is actually able to be done. If it is, then we start contacting you and setting up the time, the dates, and what we can do for you. As much hands-on stuff that we can do, is imperative, because we want to take what you're learning in the classroom and directly apply it to a career path. And I think sometimes, you know, I'm that kid who wants to know why, you know, why everything, why do I need to learn this? And so to me, to be able to connect those dots is really important to, you know, why do we need to know those complex math problems? We want to see how fast Josette's going to go down the track, and we want to be able to target the exact trajectory for the jet car to go. So I think that, you know, that's important. So it's really easy. And if we can't, you know, we can always virtually zoom in and be able to take you around the shop. We're located here right on Florida Space Coast in the heart of the technology corridor. We work with great universities like Florida Institute of Technology. And so what we do with them is we have 18 interns that come in and they work every single day, and they come up with the concept design, full on fabrication. And then what those interns do is they actually mentor the high school students that we get to come through the field trips. And so that's great, because then you can connect a high school student to a college student. The college students, we actually connect, and we have mentors that are in industry. Companies like Northrop Grumman, Siemens Digital Industries, Sherwin-Williams, House of Color, you know, to be able to, especially if you want to be a painter, you know, how do you start? You know, do you need to go to school? Can you just get, you know, certified? Can you just start working at a shop? A lot of kids have all these questions and they just don't know where to go to get the answers. And unfortunately, as parents, we only know what we know. And so, you know, to be able to find those answers and ask and be able to have us kind of go through our talent pool. So for me, it's not only if you want to be a student, if you want to be a mentor, please visit blazingtrails.info. If you're a painter out there, if you're in the auto body industry and you say, you know what, I have something to give. You know, I wish I would have known when I was starting out these things. You know, those are so valuable to these kids to not have to waste their time. These kids want to hit the ground running, just like Josette did.
That is beyond encouraging and inspiring. And to know that you guys have done this for the past 20 or so years?
21 years. We've been able to affect over 100,000 students. And not only do we do that, we actually help with scholarships. Through the help of House of Color and Sherwin-Williams, we were able to raise thousands of dollars at the SEMA show, because gifted artists gave up their time and their talent to be able to sell pieces of art. And then 100% of those proceeds go to scholarships in the automotive industry. So whether you want to start your own store, whether you want to learn how to paint, how to customize, whether you just need help in getting certified in a certain area, again, visit blazingtrails.info, because here's the cool news is we have money to give. And, you know, it's a shame when it just sits in the checking account and it's not out there helping people. And so, you know, if this is something that you're interested in and you want to find a path and you want to be able to find the source, I know Auto Body Source, that, you know, they're a great source of being able to help connect the dots and be able to do that. You just need to be able to go out there, research, do a little bit of work, and then the funds and the money is there for you.
Same goes with the school. If you're watching this and you know you have a group of students or you want to meet with us and to set up the scholarship program at your school, definitely go to blazingtrails.info. Reach out to us, because again, we do have that scholarship money.
Elaine, Josette, This has been a pleasure as always. We are always happy to be your soundboard, help get the message out on this fantastic, unique educational opportunity for students, for school, and for the automotive and community at large and motorsports community.
Yep.
Thank you again for joining us. We are excited to always share what you have in store, and we will definitely be looking to catch up with you again in the future.
This girl's going to be going fast next weekend, so you got to keep up with her on her social, man. You know, it's hard to keep up with her, but she is blazing her own trail, and she is proof positive that hard work and dedication pays off. And if you really have that spark in your belly and you really have the guts to go for it, Just like her, she's a professional race car driver. She is 100% living her dream, and I think that that's pretty dang cool.
It is. Where's your next race?
It is in Belrose, Louisiana. No problem raceway.
Although this girl does not like crawfish, so she's in trouble. But
I
it's
like
not
shrimp.
Yeah,
jambalaya.
Yeah, we gotta get some boudin and boudin sausage. We gotta go out there and have some fun. So it's one of our more favorite races, and then we have a couple more races to end the season out. But no, make sure you keep up with it. Watch our social channels and visit blazingtrails.info because again, if you have questions, the hardest thing to do is ask, and then it's so easy. You know, that's what she did.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you make us all want to sign up and learn how to drive.
there is no age limit. I'm 56 years old and I still live my dream and I still go out there and want to know why and how and what. So don't think because you're not like, you know, 16, 17 years old, dreams can still happen. I didn't start jet racing until I was 36 years old and I've been doing this now, you know, so I think it's never too late to find your passion.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we are all fired up as you guys are already often are. And we want to keep it going. So we are going to continue to help spread the word on behalf of you, on behalf of the Auto Body Source team. We thank you. We thank House of Color, Sherwin-Williams, Florida Tech, and Larson Motorsports and Blazing Trails. Thank you both and the team. Tell Zach and everyone. the jet driver.
Oh, was that? Hold on. You got to meet the last member of the team if you can find him. He's taking a little nap. We just got blessed with a brand new member of the team. He is like 3 months old. It is Piper the Pug. So you too can meet Piper the Pug.
How old is he?
He is just shy of 3 months old. So, yep. He's a heartbreaker. You got to watch it. Yep.
I see it. But he's got his racing harness on, though. So
he's got his little work shirt. We call it his work shirt. He's got to go to work. He's got to come here. Got to build the jet cars.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Well, I'm sure the students are going to fall in love with him when they're out there with you.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's great. Well, we will look to catch you guys on one of your next pit stops. And we'll be in touch.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.
All right. Have a good one.
The Auto Body Source podcast is a production of The Auto Body Source, published by International Auto Body Marketing Group. For 3 decades, The Auto Body Source has connected repair solutions to collision shops across North America. In continuous publication since 1992, we differentiate ourselves with a publication that's a direct resource for auto body products and brands to the warehouse, the jobber, and body shop technicians, servicing over 17,000 jobber customers each year in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. For more information, visit www.autobodysource.com.